My name is James Ward and I am 19 years old. I am an English soldier during World War I and I am going to report my living conditions in the trenches. I decided to join the army because most of my friends have, and the pay was good, $1.10 per day. Also, the chance of traveling overseas was a chance not to be missed. The war happened in November, so the weather was cold, cloudy and desolate. The time is very long. It's been 6 months already, and it seems like it was yesterday that I signed up to join the army in London. I need to wake up before dawn, and the trenches are just muddy ditches. There were no citizens who congratulated us for fights or prizes to win. Also, landscapes are muddy, full of burnt-down corpses and of fleece-ridden uniforms. But this wasn't the worst. This was scam compared to all the artillery fire, which used to last several days. The lack of sleep was also unbearable and very tiring. But even with this constant and very powerful noise, fatigue and exhaustion overcame this infernal sound and we slept deeply. During this war, I also lost a lot of my friends, and my best friend has been wounded 3 times, but he is still alive for his family. Every day, I have to go outside for the stand too, which consists in standing in the trenches before dawn to monitor if there were no German attacks. At the end of this mission, the commander of our platoon gives us the order to stand down. We can also be assigned to the telephone call between the trenches or to go into the no man's land to bring prisoners, for example. For my equipment, every morning I wrap each of my legs with my threadbare puttees. Then I put my tunic on, my strap on my webbing, and finally flip my helmet on my head. On my webbing, my military backpack made of sturdy canvas and containing numerous pouches for carrying the ammunition, I put the water bottle, bayonet, food, clothing in it, and my personal belongings. I usually eat some hard biscuits with a sort of jam, which don't even contain fruits. I drink sometimes tea or rum in the morning. It keeps me warm. In my spare time, I sometimes speak with older soldiers to hear gossips about the downtown London, my home. Or we also play cards in the dugout with my companions. For me, the main dangers are to lose my companions of war or to die without having the chance to see my family again. I also really want to win this war to honor all my dead bodies and to live better.